Secretary of State Brian Kemp says so far a little more than 110,000 Georgians have voted early.
We feel like that number will continue certainly to go up the rest of the week and probably in a little quicker fashion than it did. And I think it's been steady, but I'm just speculating. We'll know a lot more on Friday.
And Kemp says comparing early voting numbers and turnout in general this year will have a twist. This is the first time Georgia has held its primary in May rather than July.
We really don't know what to expect. You know, we haven't had a May primary before, so it's going to be very interesting to see, you know, how that affects turnout, if it does at all. You know, it may end up being very similar to what we've seen in the past. We'll just have to wait and, you know, compare those numbers when we're finished.
Voters will decide who faces off in a hotly contested U.S. Senate race, the Georgia governor's contest, and a number of congressional races. Early voting ends this Friday. Michelle Wirth, WABE News.